We gave it the old ASU fight song in 8 o'clock hour, the U of A fight song, the Lumberjack fight song. Those of you listening now may not recognize this fight song, but it is for my own LSU Tigers playing McNeese State today this afternoon. ASU's got a tough game lined out this afternoon. We wish them only the very, very best in that game. Congratulations to the U of A Wildcats for their victory Thursday night. And the Lumberjacks of Flagstaff will be playing the Lumberjacks of Austin here a little bit later this afternoon. Football, 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 but we're a home improvement show.
Do I need to rescue our Arizona homeowners so we can continue to be their best friend between our daughter Carol, who's Spirit Line at Horizon, and Mike, who's a big Jackrabbit fan, whose game just started 10 minutes ago? It's all I can do to get anybody to focus. Focus, focus.
Is he a little distracted this morning, is he?
Yeah, I had to make him put his phone in airplane mode.
Flew out of town this week and went and visited some friends in Washington, D.C. for most of the week. Flew into Dulles Airport, woke up at the Sheraton the next morning, and was awakened by, on the national news, it talked about the 3-inch rain monsoon event in Phoenix, Arizona. And, I mean, they carried this story on national news for 4 or 5 minutes. I mean, it wasn't just, they didn't just touch on it. I mean, they drilled down on it, and they really...
I didn't know how extreme it was till you emailed me because, you know, on the outskirts.
Y'all didn't see it.
We got big wind, lots of lightning, dust, a few, you know, maybe, Carol, maybe 20 minutes of rain at the most. Nothing like what they got down.
Not 3 inches,
that was socked in down there. They showed the freeways flooded and, oh my goodness, what a...
Well, I'd be curious of you listeners from the other parts of the state, from Tucson, Casa Grande, Prescott Valley, Yavapai County. How did the storm impact y'all? Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Maybe the storm has created a dilemma or problem or repair that's necessary at your home. Give us a ring. All the callers that call in this hour, we're going to put your name in a hat. And we're going to draw at the end of the hour. We've got 2 dugout box seat tickets for the September 11th Diamondbacks game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. If you've got a storm story to tell, if you have damage reports to give us, if it's created a repair project at your home, everyone who calls this hour will have an opportunity to be drawn at the top of the hour, the end of the hour, for these tickets. LA Dodgers at Arizona Diamondbacks. Great seats, row 13, right above the dugout. You have a great chance for possibly picking up a stray foul ball there. Okay, so I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm actually able to take a couple things off my bucket list. I didn't even know were on my bucket list. I learned how to paddleboard, and I still hurt. And that was, what day was that? Thursday, Wednesday afternoon? Oh, man. Beautiful, beautiful sport. Get on that board, very peaceful. We rode upstream for 2 miles on the Potomac River, turned around. If he hadn't turned around very soon, I was going to pass out. So he finally turned around, and I thought, I can do downstream. The downstream's okay. He was kind of rafting through the little bit of ripples.
Did you stay on the board the whole time?
We weren't on whitewater. I fell the minute I got on it, and just kind of learning my feet and mouths, and then I never fell again.
I did say it was a beginner board.
It was a big beginner board, a very big beginner board. So he was very generous with his provision of that. But paddleboarding.
That'd be a fun way to explore, huh? We could go out to the lakes.
I Googled it, and it's like one of the fastest growing sports in America.
I can see that.
So I see more and more people doing it at Tempe Town Lake and out at the Salt and the Verde River. So awfully, awfully, awfully relaxing way to spend the day. Also took another thing off my list, drove one of the all-electric Teslas, an incredible
Tesla
vehicle. Incredible story is, he says, Rosie, my friend has it, and he says, Rosie, they tune up my car at night while it's parked in my garage, and I get notified the next morning that they've given me the next upgrade to take the car from 3.1 seconds, 0-60, to 2.8 seconds. It's called the Insane Mode. I think that's what he called it. Can you imagine that? Sitting in the garage, they'd send that down from the cloud and touch your car and tune it up.
So it's just a giant computer.
It's just one giant computer.
You called it a rocket.
Absolutely an incredible car. So we drive from Dulles Airport to Middleburg, to this resort we're going to. And we stop at this historic bank that's been converted into a restaurant. Absolutely gorgeous facility. And we're sitting there about 15, 20 minutes. And the fella in that the host at the having a restaurant walks in and says, am I correct in remembering you're the ones that parked the Tesla? And Anthony says, yeah, that's my Tesla. He says, well, there's somebody out front that needs to talk to you. And they had hit the front corner of the Tesla.
Oh, no.
But at least they stuck around and admitted to it. So we had that little dilemma to deal with.
Well,
but
can you get speeding tickets after the fact? I was just curious.
Nah, I hope not. Because, baby, I tell you what, I've driven some fast cars, but I've never driven a car like that before. I mean, we were cruising back to Dulles. He let me drive it. And as you're on the beltway there, you leave the beltway just ahead of the toll gate, and you have a Dulles-only couple lanes. So it was kind of empty right there. So I thought, okay, let's see what this feels like. I was above 100 miles an hour before I could lift my accelerator back, my foot back off the accelerator. It was absolutely a phenomenal car. Also got to stay in a very interesting house on the topic of home ownership. Stayed in a house that was built in 1962 in the height of the Cold War. That actually had its own bomb shelter. The house was built for the personal attaché of Winston Churchill. He ended up selling the house to the Nolan family, which were the personal attorneys for the Kennedy family. So a house whose walls you wish really could talk. Stayed in beautiful Cabin John, Maryland, which if you look, if the Beltway, Highway Beltway system, I think it's 495 of Washington, D.C., where the face of a clock, Cabin John is on the Potomac River right at 11 o'clock.
Great trip. Sorry I had to pass on that one.
I had a great trip. Yeah, I'm sorry you couldn't join us as well. So the storm blows through on Monday. I land Thursday night. It's cool. It's like the whole fall season has now been ushered into
in the
Valley
of the Sun. In the course of 24 hours, it went from scorching hot to we ate outside.
Well, I land on the computer, and I start looking over all the email that's come in over the week, and I've got all kind of messages about people who have suffered storm damage. The one thing y'all need to know right now is the Arizona Register of Contractors is on a campaign to protect you, the Arizona homeowner. When storms like that blow through and cause damage, particularly in that North Encana Historic District between Osborne and Thomas Road near 19th Avenue, in general, the damage in the area consisted of uprooted trees, minor roof damage, few asphalt shingles missing. You've got to be on the alert to stay away from storm chasers. If you endured damage during the hailstorm of 2011, we were inundated with storm chasers. Let me read you two emails that I got this week. One from Tom. We lost some asphalt shingles again in Monday's monsoon. Last time I was told it was common practice for roofers to nail the bottom few rows of shingles and the top row up at the ridge, but then slide all the others together and let the adhesive hold them together. Is that so? Is it valid? How do I stop it from happening in the upcoming El Nino? If you remember, our biggest monsoon storms of the year last year didn't hit us until middle of September. Got another email from Chuck. He says, is it common practice for roofers installing shingles to use nails on the shingles around the edges of the roof only and allow the adhesive strip to hold the field shingles in place? I know exactly what happened to both these people. They lost their roof in the hailstorm of 2011. They allowed a storm chaser from out of the state to come in and install those roofs. And I'll bet you now, if they're out trying to collect warranty work on those two roofs, they are out of luck.
So those aren't good things. They're right to be curious.
Mike, let me bring in one of our certified roofing experts, Brandon from Pinnacle Roofing. Brandon, I appreciate you carving a couple minutes out of your Saturday morning, man. I know that's your family time.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right. So the practice of not nailing asphalt shingles in the field, but nearly tacking down the perimeter. That's customary. That's to code, right?
No, absolutely false. Every shingle manufacturer requires at least 4 nails per shingle. There's a nailing pattern. And actually, when you overlap the next row of shingles, there's going to be another 4 nails on that top edge of the shingle. So technically, there's going to be 8 nails per shingle. But in the high wind areas, they might have even 6 or 12 nails per shingle. But, yeah, the entire field needs to be nailed. Absolutely.
And I feel so bad for these people that probably in that 2011 hailstorm had enough damage. It was causing leaks. They needed to get it done quick. A lot of the great roofers here in Arizona were inundated. And so you give in to the convenient thing and you go with the guy that's knocking on your door, leaving the door hangers on your doorknob, working on the house next door. And this is what you're left with. And then they finish their series of claims and poof, they're gone.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate. I mean, we've heard a lot of horror stories, if you will, over the last 5 years since that hailstorm. Homeowners calling us and they say, hey, we can't get a hold of this roofing company. They're in Tennessee or wherever they're at. Like you said, the storm chasers, they did very shoddy work and they came in and out and now the homeowner's left with a big problem on their hand and a big expense.
Well, I know you've seen a bunch of it. I've seen a bunch of it. This is Brandon of Pinnacle Roofing joining us. I didn't want to say it myself. I just didn't want to go out there and step out on it. Although I knew what the answer was, I thought I'd bring an expert in for expert testimony for you, the benefit of the Arizona homeowners. Brandon, appreciate you joining us. Thanks a bunch. Get back to your family, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. Brandon of Pinnacle Roofing, Rosie Certified Roofer, serving here the greater Phoenix metro area. Homeowners taken advantage of in the last huge storm event of 2011, now paying the price. Registered Contractors now is actually going to put inspectors out on the street in areas of high damage, knocking on doors, checking on people, checking on activity to see who is active in those particular neighborhoods in making the corrections. We've got several calls on hold. We have a line open for you at 1-888-767-4348. Everyone that gets in this hour will be have their name put in a hat to draw two great tickets in row 13 dugout box for the LA Dodgers versus the Diamondbacks next Friday, September 11th at 6:40. Everybody that gets in this hour to talk about storm damage, 10 o'clock hour, we've got Clay Jansen coming in talking what you may not know about your homeowner's insurance. All of that right here at Rosie on the House.